In 2022, there were reported to be 9 million pet dogs in Canada, or 39% of Canadian households, according to the Canadian Animal Health Institute. Many of us know the familiar command from someone else: take the dog out for a walk. But there's more to do with your friend on the back roads. There is skijoring and skibiking and canicross for you and Fido to do throughout the year. There is a growing outdoor movement of harnessing small and large canines for a fun workout for both, especially in the winter. A relatively new winter activity in Canada, skijoring has been around for centuries in the Nordic cross-country skiing countries of Scandinavia. This activity brings a whole new meaning to winter fun, and might just be one of the greatest winter experiences you will share with man's best friend. What do you need? You don't need a big dog. From corgis to Labradors and boxers, with a simple harness, it is an activity many dogs love. A chihuahua likely won't work. And most dogs like to pull. Skijoring is easier than you think and is a great way to get outdoors with your trusted four-legged friend. All of this is according to Kaya Kie Katulik Kode Lak. She is a big proponent of this, and an outdoor canine enthusiast and co-owner of Northbound Huskies, situated near the village of Nipissing, southwest of North Bay. Sometimes you meet people like Kaya who are naturally committed beyond the norm. This is one of these stories that you truly learn from the interview. The dialogue exchange allows you to really listen to the messages. In the beginning, she was born and raised in Switzerland and came to Canada after college for a six-month adventure and to learn English. Always having worked with dogs and enjoyed the outdoors, I wanted to experience the true Canadian winter by being outdoors and learn about dog sledding, she said. I ended up in Panorama, BC, and spent the winter learning all about dog sledding, helped run dog sled tours, train the young dogs, and go on training runs with the Iditarod dog team, which also meant sleeping out in the bush with very little gear. It was amazing. We spent all day outside with about 60 huskies. That is where she met her husband-to-be, Brandon, another musher at the time. Brandon and I spent some time between Vancouver Island and Switzerland after our winter dog sledding. When he was offered a job in Yellowknife, I, not so jokingly, said, "Sure, I'll move up there with you, but I want my own dog team." They spent a dozen years in Yellowknife and started a family. We loved the easy access to pure wilderness, and the frozen lakes opened the doors to a much bigger world to explore. We learned how to dress properly in minus 40s, went winter camping whenever possible, and included the kids from day one. Yes, we got more dogs, but I also worked at a boarding kennel, introduced all types of dogs to dog-powered sports, and had the opportunity to run a friend's sled dogs. She worked with hundreds of dogs while up there. Flying a water bomber was a dream of my husband's for many years, and finally, when the kids were a bit older, we said he should go for it. He's also originally from Ontario and was itching to come back to be closer to his side of the family. We fell in love with a cute cabin-style house, with access to Crown Land, 30 minutes from North Bay. Having easy access to trails and the outdoors was important to us. Harness the dogs. She transitioned to skijoring. I got into these activities after my winter of dog sledding. I was hooked. The excitement of the dogs, being outdoors, it brought a new joy and excitement to my outdoor time. Skijoring is a dog-powered sport where the dog pulls the skier. She added, an experienced cross-country skier may find it easier to get the hang of it versus someone who has never skied before. There is another option, a smaller sled, called a kicksled. Kicksledding with a dog is a team sport that requires human and dog working together. The dog runs, walks up front, and pulls while the rider kicks along to help out. Kicksleds can be used with and without dogs and are a great alternative for non-skiers who are looking for a fun winter activity with their dogs. Then in the other three seasons, there is canicross, canahike, on your favorite hiking and biking trails. You utilize the same type of harness. Kaya said, it is a fun and safe way to tire out your dog and get your daily steps in. Turn that pulling force into something you can both enjoy and build up to other fun activities in all four seasons. Take a lesson. My training sessions are almost like an experience. We go over the activities, the gear required, participants and their dog can try on different types of gear and then we go for a walk together, talking more and putting some of it in practice. For those who have never done any dog-powered sports before, we start with a walk, getting used to the gear, learning some of the basics. Once some of the fundamentals are established, we move on to skis or a sled. Slow and steady, keeping it fun and positive versus rushing into things, so it's something we can enjoy for years to come. Kaya has learned a great deal by being with animals. While I worked at the boarding kennel, I worked with dogs who had reactivity issues and other behavior issues. I started taking them with me on my outings over my lunch break and quickly learned they love it too. It helped with their overall behavior and training, so we started offering it as a service. My goal was to also get their owners out more, for them to create a bond with their dog and for them to become more active themselves, which is why I started offering lessons. She wanted them to have easy access to gear, so the family-owned business became a distributor for various brands. What about the benefits to man's best friend? I'm a happier person when I spend time outdoors and move my body. I believe everyone would be if they'd normalize it again. Dogs need daily walks. Some dogs need a lot more exercise than others. Often people get dogs because they are cute, not understanding their needs, which creates problem dogs, who then end up in shelters. I'd like to bring awareness and show people how they can fulfill their dog's needs in a way that is also good and fun for themselves. And there are other benefits to be had. My dogs motivate me to become more fit and stronger. If I'm physically capable of doing more, I can fulfill my dog's needs better. With that said, especially Canicross is for everyone, every fitness level, every type of dog, yes, also small dogs, slow dogs, it doesn't matter the speed as long as you go outside. Do what you can and build up from there. The goal is that we all enjoy the outdoors. Some enjoy it by doing fast and intense activities, others enjoy the slow and less intense activities, either is fine, we are all different. Kaya had more prophetic things to say. We won't remember our best years of scrolling on our phones. We do, however, remember a walk, an outing with our dog, making new connections and friendships because of a new hobby we picked up. I've seen incredible changes in people. People who contacted me because they wanted me to help them rehome their dog but then turned their life upside down after sometimes even just one lesson and now feel more confident trying new things, getting out and active with their dog, and their relationship improved drastically. And don't forget your children, Kaya says. Some of my activities started because of the kids. Figuring out ways to safely include them, from day one, so they grow up with the understanding it's normal to go outside every day, it's normal to move our bodies every day. Enjoying these activities with your own kids is next level, it's incredible, and I truly believe it helps create a bond between us. Having a hobby you share, a lifestyle that brings all of you joy, it connects you and helps you get through the tough times. I wish more parents would see it's worth taking the kids along, even when it's more work at first. Keeping kids connected to nature is important, especially in this world we live in now. And she is aligned with some of Backroad's Bill philosophy. Everything makes sense in nature. Seeing how I can help improve people's lives by sharing my excitement and my knowledge brings me a lot of joy as well, so I'm happy to take time for it. I want everyone to have a good, enjoyable relationship with their dog and be able to feel pure excitement and joy. I'm actually someone who truly enjoys going out by myself and with my family. I don't need someone to go with, I go regardless. Regardless of the weather, the temperature, the time of day. It helps me feel better, and nature gives you a more positive outlook on life. Seeing my dogs being content is amazing as well. She says you will need a skejoring belt, line and harness and, for the comfort of your dog, please don't use a collar as they will be doing quite a bit of pulling. The skejoring belt will wrap around your waist and connect you to your dog's harness. She recommends to rent the equipment before purchasing, try it out before investing. Where to go? Once you have everything you need, you will need to find a place to hit the trails. Ontario Parks is developing regulations for skejoring on specific trails. Arrowhead Provincial Park, near Huntsville, is considered one of the best places to do this activity in the province, offering dedicated trails for dog skijoring. Provincial parks are becoming more four-seasonal, with many kilometers of groomed multiple-use and single-use trails. You will see more skijoring, but check the individual park's website. At present, Arrowhead Provincial Park near Huntsville has designated trails as well as Algonquin and further to the north Quetico and Sleeping Giant. A skijoring towline counts as a leash. Recently, park superintendents from Central Ontario had an explanatory and experiential workshop with Kaya at the Canadian Ecology Centre within Samuel de Champlain Provincial Park. Park Superintendent Warren Verena said, "Ontario parks like Arrowhead, Quetico and recently Samuel de Champlain have designated trails that can accommodate dog-powered sports like skijoring, and in some cases, dog-assisted kick sledding. Winter recreationists are encouraged to reach out to their local parks to inquire about availability and appropriate equipment ahead of their visit. We also encourage those interested in winter activities in provincial parks to visit Winter in Ontario Parks." Near Timmins, there is the Matagami Region Conservation Authority's Hersey Lake Conservation Area. In Iroquois Falls, the Iroquois Falls Cross Country Ski Club maintains the 5-kilometer Jack and Joe Doggy Trail for skijoring. In the Sioux, there is the famed Hiawatha Highlands. Ask about the backcountry Maple Lake Hills Trail. Then there are all the closed, but accessible provincial parks, conservation areas, Crownland local trails and open spaces on the frozen lakes. And good advice from Kaya. It's all about having a good time, and we strongly believe life is more fun when enjoyed outdoors, with our best companions. For a little more intense version of skijoring behind a horse, take a look at this YouTube video. It is the Wild West. There's an abundance of how-to videos on YouTube to get you prepared for the back roads. I learned a lot this week. Ask any dog owner what their pet means to them, and they'll usually come up with the words love, companionship, loyalty and friendship. And try not to be a couch potato when it's cold outside.